Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. You know what it is. This week we have a just dear friend of ours, very funny man from North Carolina.
Filmmaker, comedian.
Fuckboy
is all those. He's more of that last thing than the other things.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's your full-time job. Yeah. Ben Gerber.
It's about to be. Hello, hi, thank you. Do I have to look somewhere now?
No.
Hey, camera would be nice, but you don't have to do that. It's fine.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. I'm pumped.
Absolutely. How you been kicking it? You've been kicking it cool? I know your movie did just come out on the holiday season, correct?
Yep, came out on Christmas. Dope gifts. I don't know if you guys plug social media or whatever.
Absolutely.
We totally do.
It's in my bio. Got into a cool festival, like an indie festival called Retrospective of Jupiter, which is pretty tight.
Man, so, that sounds like a real indie band name where someone fingers you in the ass while you do Molly.
Yeah. It's probably as indie as it gets, but it's cool. And you can check that out. It's in my bio. I made another one, but I don't. That
where
link
is, that
is not
festival.
It's online. A lot of these go like film festivals.
Oh,
a lot
online film festivals?
Because like I mean a few of like the main like. A lot of these do online now, one because of COVID, but two, you know, like a film is a film, and like some will do like, oh, they can do this like screening, like, you know, like premiere thing, but like they just have like a following. Like there's this one called Director's Notes, and they have like 30K on Instagram, so they, they promo your film, and all of a sudden you get tons of views. It's kind of like a. You
at
know.
What point in the production do you just get to say a film is a film? to actors where they're complaining, you're like, a film is a film, shut the fuck up. You get back to work and finish the scene.
It's kind of wild. It's like, because it's, like, with, like, stand-up festivals, there's a ton of, like, bullshit film festivals out there, too, but, like, the stand-up festivals, it's like, you know, you can pay $25 and you go to a bar show and it's, like, 9 people.
Yeah.
Which you can do the same shit with film festivals, I guess, but you can kind of, like, check them based on like their Instagram. It's a lot easier to like, you know,
kind of check.
Basically.
And you did everything on the movie, right? Like you wrote it, you directed it in it,
directed.
I guess you
edited.
Star,
I did all the edit. Well, star is an aggressive term, but
I would agree. Yeah.
Quick cameo.
Yeah, you are a cameo of yourself in the short film. Cameo is a strong word.
Yeah. Though that was actually behind the scenes. I wasn't even supposed to be in the film. Yeah.
You pulled the Stan Lee in a short film. You're like, let me just be the guy handing the newspaper.
Yeah, you can't pull Stan Lee in a video that has 1,000 views. I'm sorry, that's not how that works.
But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing out of all that was like I actually like I edited the whole thing by myself, so that was
that's huge props.
That's like the biggest thing.
What made you want to get into filmmaking?
With my buddy, a friend of mine, he's like exclusively a filmmaker out in LA, and we went to school together, and he was trying to get me to go out there like right after college, but I just didn't get a job out there.
Yeah,
and
you could have just moved there, and I think automatically, based on how you look, had an apartment in a
Yeah.
Walking to LA, and you're like, yeah, no. I know, walking into a movie set, sitting here, right this way.
Sitting here in like mid-January in Chicago, that does sound like I probably made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
But he does film out there, and when COVID like originally hit, there was like you like couldn't do stand up, and so he was like, you should try making a film. So then I made that first film with my brother, and then I like it a lot. It's fun. I used to make a lot of home movies too. So
okay, I made some home movies with my friends, on like our mom's flip phones.
Did you edit them and everything? Like I had like a little a camcorder with like cassette tapes.
You sound like you're trying to big dick him on home movies.
Did you have 3-point lighting? Yeah.
They got pops though, dude. They got some serious pops.
On YouTube?
No, just in the friend group.
The home videos didn't even make it to YouTube.
The only video that on YouTube got any sort of attention was a 6-second video of my friend humping an exercise ball, and it was called Boy Humping Ball. Got thousands.
See, that's the problem with everything.
Yeah, no,
you put hard work, literally years, almost a decade of your life into the craft. You could post some joke you worked on and whatever.
Uh-huh.
Gets nothing.
Yeah.
30 of your friends are like, good for you. Glad you didn't kill yourself yet. And then you could post a fucking a man farting on a beach ball.
On TikTok.
And that guy gets to headline arena.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with the human.
And we have to open for him.
Yeah. And then I got to drive that guy to the show. and sell fart palmer.
That's a big show.
That's a big show.
I got the farter.
Oh, I'm gonna I'm gonna promote the fart ball show. Oh my god.
Sort of a nightmare scenario, really.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. It, but. So has your dad seen your movies? How does he feel about all
this? He definitely saw The Post. I'd venture to guess he's
so
never watched
this
it.
Level of like, I haven't even mentioned to him that I'm even doing this. Like, he might have seen a social media post.
Yeah, he saw it. I think he saw it like by proxy from my brother or something.
By proxy?
Yeah.
So you're not telling your dad about what you spend months of your time doing?
I haven't spoken to him on the phone in months.
Okay. So sounds like you're a perfect guest for the cast. Sounds like you're an ideal guest for the cast.
Yeah.
So what you said your dad was in the military, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a ton of fun.
Pretty strict, yeah. But he has this like unassuming, he's like an unassuming smile, so it was like
CIA, dude.
Well, it was more so like it was like go to your room. It was like what? He's like, just go to your room.
Oh, that's serial killer smiles, even worse. You don't want to be dealing with serial killers. No,
don't make me enjoy putting you
in. Yeah. There was a lot of this is my house sort of wandering around.
And you have three other siblings?
Yeah.
Siblings. What number are you?
I am the middle child, and I am loud about that.
Yeah. You know, you don't give off middle child energy.
Do I give off oldest?
No. You do and you
definitely
don't.
Definitely not. You're not oldest.
Yeah, a lot of people say oldest. Well, my older brother has Down syndrome, so there's like a weird, like, I was the oldest and doing like a, I went to college first, drove.
You really, really bragging on you dunking on your brother with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you beat him in going to college, you asshole. Yeah, I don't want to brag.
Listen, oh my god, put me on a public platform and I gotta get my creds out there.
I have the right amount of chromosomes, you know, it's like.
Yeah, having an older brother with Down syndrome, did he ever, like, bully you?
No, otherwise I would have been way meaner. I 100% would have been way meaner.
It would be tough to be like,
because I can't fucking back up. No, because I have a theory that, like, especially if, like, multiple siblings, it's like frat bro mentality. It's not really my theory, but, like, the oldest will, like, beat the shit out of the youngest, then the younger beats the shit, and it's, like, this, like, hierarchy.
The chain. Streaming.
But my brother with Down syndrome didn't swing on me ever, so. I was walking around, like,
well. I was still alive.
Yeah, honestly.
A strong punch.
Tank. The dude's built. The guy's got some broad shoulders.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an older sister, and she beat me up with words. Do I give off that energy?
Yeah.
She beat me up with words, dude.
What's one of the meanest things she said to you?
I mean, just like dagger, like twist the knife in your heart.
Dude, I remember when she called me. Okay, we were. This was like a huge family ordeal. Still is, because she refuses to say anything. But there was one day, me and my sister were alone at the house, chilling, watching whatever she wanted to watch on the television, because that's how it worked. So it usually was like Gilmore Girls or fucking Degrassi. And we hear my parents come home, and my mom starts freaking out. She goes, "Oh my God, what's going on?" We go upstairs. The kitchen's full of bubbles. Like soap bubbles.
Oh, she put dish soap in the dishwasher?
Absolutely full. That is what happened, right?
Did I just bury the lead? That's my bad.
But no. But that, good guess. Obviously, I mean, a family with a kid with Down syndrome, that might have happened. that's something that you might have related to. So my mom was like, "What the fuck's going on? Who did this?" And I looked at my sister because I was like, "Listen, I've never turned on the dishwasher in my life, right? I'm like an 11-year-old boy. I don't get it."
Well, that doesn't necessarily make it why you wouldn't turn it on at 11.
Well,
we know how to turn on the dishwasher at 11.
Did you?
Yeah, it's on. It's not that complicated, bro. I know how to work.
Listen, I'm 11 years old. I haven't tied my shoes yet. Give me a break.
Yeah, I was 11, not
at 11. Cleaning the dishes was not on my map. That wasn't on my map.
Yeah, well, that was.
It wasn't on my radar.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I was like, let me get my guys, let me get my toys together.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Filming a dude humping a ball.
Clean the dishes for mom or whatever. So I look at Emma. Emma looks at me and goes, "Say something, you retard."
Whoa.
And I was like, "Yow!" I just fucking punched her in the stomach.
Really?
And my parents are like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
How much older is she than you? 3?
5 years.
Oh, okay.
And my parents are like, "What's going on? What's going on? Just tell us who did it. We're not mad. We just kind of
It is kind of an insane thing."
And I looked at her and I was like, "Just say you did it, because I didn't do it." And then she said the same thing back to me, dude. And the rage, I grabbed two things. I grabbed a big bag of Doritos and a pair of socks, and I walked outside of the front door. And I was like, "I'm gone. I can't do it anymore. This is the last straw. I'm out of here."
You did some divorce dad
shit. Yeah.
Storming to the car and taking your stuff.
I was ready to go. And
I think even to this day,
walk down that cul-de-sac.
To this date, if I saw a suitcase of Nick, all I'd see was Doritos and socks. Yeah. I think that's what he thinks the essentials
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Dude, that's... So your parents wouldn't have got... Because, like, one time my dad walked into the kitchen, and there is this whole thing about, like, the kitchen needs to be, like, clean. Like, clean. Like serial killer clean.
Okay. Yeah.
And he walked in from work, and I was, like, watching TV in, like, the den, and, like, you know, the kitchen was, like, right there. And I guess somebody had left a water glass in the sink, and he had just come home from work, and he was like, "Whose glass is that?" And I was like, "It's not mine." And he was like, "Whose glass is that?" I was like, "It's not mine." And he went in there, and I heard him, and he just threw it into the trash can, and it shattered.
Oh, this is... our dads would get along.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's, you really love it. Just big shows of strength. They're very unstable.
Yeah, well, you know what's scary is this? It was like classic, like, I knew something was about to happen, but you couldn't see it. All I could do was hear, which is, like, way more horrifying than, like, actually watching it. Because then he just left. And it was, like, that was, like, class... Like, if you... It'd be, like, a quick little burst, and then it was, like... And he just, like, disappeared into the night.
As dads do. But, dude, that is intimidating. That's crazy. Was there, like, little shit like that all the time?
It was. When I talked back all the time, because I thought I was right all the time, so there was a lot of, like, we would always, like, one time we were in the, we were at the beach as a family, and we were, like, all out in the water. It was me and my brothers and my dad, and which is
a stressful place for any dude when you're at the beach.
It's really not, dude. It is the most relaxing place.
I'm gonna argue with that. The beach is pretty cool. Let's not play this game.
Stressful.
It's cool with friends, dude. But when you're there with your family, because it's supposed to be relaxing, everyone's like, "We gotta fucking relax." Everyone's
you
wound
just sit
up
on a towel and go swimming.
Well, so here's what happened. Yeah. we were like in the water, like sort of waiting around, and I started like swimming out a little bit further, like nothing insane. But, like, I swam a little bit further, and then my dad was like, "Come back." And I couldn't really hear him, so I kept swimming. And he was like, "Come back. You're too far out." And then I was like, "I don't want to come back." And he was like, "Fine. That's one less kid I have to take care of."
Oh, my God.
Yes, dude.
That's the type of dad responsibly want on the pod. You won't come back? Good.
Yeah.
I'm fine losing.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, 25%. Yeah. Absolutely, I'd take that. Yeah, three of you. I mean...
Your dad's, like, already happy doing the math. He's like, "I could buy a boat.
Yeah, I could buy a boat.
He's a military man. He's like, "These are casualties I'm willing to..."
Yeah. I was in Air Force, not Navy. Go. Get out there, dude.
"Our son drowned." It's like, "No, it was a friendly fire."
Yeah. Voluntary leave, if you will.
Yeah.
Has he seen you do stand-up?
Oh my God! Yeah, actually, one time he did. He came to the infamous Irish Oak Show. They were in Chicago. This was years ago. This was like pre-pandemic.
Isn't that crazy how that was years ago?
I know.
Yeah, right. It's 2022, dude.
Bro, it's been 2 years since 2020.
That shit has broken my brain.
I can't. That to me is a time. To me, 2020 was kind of the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of getting over. I'm still kind of living my life. And they're like, no. That was 2 years.
You know, yeah. You're halfway to 30 now.
You don't need to say that out loud. You don't need to say halfway.
Nearly halfway to 30. I'm about to be 26 in like a month and a half.
Listen. All I keep saying to myself, still got 5 years. That's a large amount of time to turn the ship around.
Absolutely. We got five more years, dude.
It's over.
Yeah. We got five more years and 12 more variants to come, dude. It's gonna be an absolute nightmare.
No. We live at the end, and that's why we gotta have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, he saw me stand up once. He didn't really make much of it. It was sort of.
I really love the. You just looked down. You're like, yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
He just sort of was like. Oh,
he just
the water here is tasty.
Yeah, you swear. I mean, it was like the, it was
talking
like,
about the deal at the bar. He's like, yeah, $4 drinks. Yeah. This is a great place.
Yeah, it was just like classic, like, you know, it was like, I saw the thing, and now the thing is over. Like, it wasn't any more than
I
that.
In California, I had some family come out to see me, and set
it's never fun, dude.
That didn't go ideal.
Yeah,
they're right in front of right, first table, and when it got off, it wasn't like a hey. This was like family friends, not even my real family.
Yeah,
and they were just it wasn't like good job or anything. It was just me staring at a bunch of people, and I'm like, well, good to see you. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, what do I say, dude? Like, nobody was like, good set. You're funny. Glad we got to see you. It was
yeah,
just sort of like
yeah.
Well, I spent $60 and I'd like an apology. Like, that was sort of the vibe going on.
When you, and it's like, sometimes, like, it's not even like that, like, it's not that hard to read the room where, like, as, oh, like, yeah, an audience member, you're like, just say good set. Even if you don't,
like, yeah, the worst thing to do is to walk in there like a coach of a losing team and be like, okay, listen, first half not great, second
yeah,
half
yeah,
even worse.
Yeah.
My favorite comment, take some courage.
Take some courage. Yeah.
Has somebody told you that?
Oh.
Like, whoa, like post, like, you, like, wait, post, like,
man,
post getting off stage?
Every indignity a human could suffer, A, in life, B, in stand-up, yes. Yes, I've gotten the, it takes a lot
after,
of
like, after you get off stage?
Yes.
Oh, boy,
it takes a lot of balls.
That's one where you're just like, where's the nearest bus? Because I'm walking in front of it. Yeah. That's crazy.
I was at Hoots one time. This is when I first started comedy.
Where's that? Hoots? What is
Hoots
that?
Hoots is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And it was an open mic, and I walked outside to smoke or whatever. And this guy followed me out there, and he was like, hey, man, like, that was some really brave stuff. And I saw, like, on his jacket, he had, like, patches of, like prisoner of war, like, veteran shit.
And he's telling you you were brave?
Yeah, I was like, dude, don't call me brave, man. You've been, like, to combat and stuff. And he's like, yeah, killing a man is something else. But getting up there and talking about your dick like that is... I swear to God,
that's
he said
literally
this.
What he said.
I swear, he's this like, that's got to take some other. That's got to take some balls.
Like, really, he's like, okay. I'd rather have the Viet Cong stab me in the neck.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have PTSD the rest of my life.
Just have 30 people in a bar. No, I ain't funny. Just have 30 people in a bar. No, I don't have what it takes.
It's like, you got weird priorities, dude.
Holy shit.
It's rough. But the parents and the family, there's such a high level of pressure.
You just can't have them come.
I think if they're going to come...
In
the back. You can't know.
Absolutely.
And that's the move.
Yeah.
That's the move.
And you gotta get some intel on the show beforehand. If it's a bar show, better ask around and make sure it's a good one.
Like the hottest show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm opening for someone famous.
Yeah.
It's gotta be something big.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I did a set in front of my mom and literally all of her deaf friends over the summer, and that was...
Oh, you told me about that.
That was wild. That was probably the most nervous I've done into stand-up in my entire life, actually. And it went well.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. That's horrifying, though.
Yeah. I mean, imagine the front row is your mom and people that have known you since you were
four. Yeah, dude, I'd barf. I'd barf.
I was just pacing.
Barf.
I was pacing in the back, and...
Jesus. Yeah. All of her friends like, oh, so this is what he's doing. Okay. Yeah.
No, it's brutal.
I made the potential mistake of, I'll be in Minneapolis at the end of March opening for Paul Hooper, who was on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
And I was so hammered on New Year's Eve that I was just at my girlfriend's family's place, and I'd be like, you want to come to the show? All of you can come to the show. You can come to the show. You're at the show.
What's more pressure, your own family or the girlfriend's family?
Got it. Girlfriend's family, without a doubt.
Because they're really judging.
They are. Yeah, yeah.
Your
no.
family on some level, like, hats to love you.
Yeah, they're...
Well, exactly.
Really
exactly.
In,
unconditional
literally.
Love, like, in theory. This is the way to the curve.
They are looking for negative.
They are looking
for a way out.
Yeah,
deserve to be...
Everybody's got a notepad out, like, pros and cons.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, they're like, the other guy owned a Honda dealership. I mean, that's what they got going on.
But yeah, so I'll be sweating over there. I mean, I already kind of am like...
It's a good room. You'll be good.
What's a club?
It's going to be fun.
Sisyphus.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, everybody says it's a great club.
It's an awesome room, and it'll be a ton of fun. And you know what? I'll be fucking chill as fuck. I might even do crowd work with people I already know. You know what I mean?
So a conversation is...
take the great leap, dude.
Yeah.
That's That's great, man. Well, do you have like any special like outlandish stories about your dad or anything you did?
Probably the most. There's like levels to this, but like I was like three years old or something, and I like woke up and I was, you know, classic like night. So I had like a nightmare.
You were three?
I think so.
That's very young.
Well, so then you're gonna love the rest of this.
Okay. All right, lean in.
Maybe I was four. It was low single digits.
Okay.
And one more year, and it's okay.
Well, I don't know. Three's like
five. It was three or four, dude. It was three or four.
Anything, dude,
it was the world. Like I this is my first memory ever.
All right, lean in.
Okay. I remember. I go to my parents' room, and I wake up my. I go to my mom's side because I know to wake up, and but she like shoots up and that wakes up my dad, and I guess I had done this a couple times already, and I guess you get two in my family. Uh-huh. And so he grabbed me and he takes me downstairs. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, something like that. It's like in the middle of the night, and he grabs a dining room chair. Ooh. And he sticks it in the corner.
Uh-huh.
He tells me to sit there, and then he goes back upstairs, and the whole time he's wearing this like kimono, like Parisian robe, just dick swinging in the wind. And that was arguably like the most horrifying part, because I'm like three and I sit down, so now I'm like eye level with this dude's waist.
Yeah.
And all he says is like, stay here.
Just because you had a nightmare when you were.
Well, I guess I had one too many. Apparently, the other thing is what I thought
what
about
are
this on the
doing push-ups, roll call. At well, three? Dude,
what I forgot was I was really walking here and I remember this. I think part of the reason that I was like always so scared was the wall color in my bedroom was midnight black.
That's crazy.
So you wake up and I'd wake up and it was like it was darker than night. It was just like dark.
You were a psyop, dude. He was doing experiments. That's crazy. He was like, let's see what happens when a kid grows up in all black.
You were a sleeper cell for sure.
Yeah.
Someone says DEFCON 4, you just snap and stab someone in the neck.
Yeah. I got three trigger words. One is stay here.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh
your brother
God.
Doesn't have Down syndrome. Your dad just went too far. With one of his things. He's just like, I broke that one. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, that was...
The first time you see your dad's dick, we've talked about this, is, like, traumatic. Because you're like, that's a whole...
Yeah, and given that scenario, we really doubled down on that, too.
The pubes, too. It's as dark as your walls, dude.
No, he was clean-shaven. I'm kidding.
That'd be insane. Why is there something about a clean-shaven dad that seems so terrible?
Oh, it's incorrect is what it is. Yeah, that'd be outlandish.
Like, yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
I shouldn't be able to see it. It should be huge. It should be so much down there.
Right.
That would actually be more relief.
Yeah. Just let me use my imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely an intense one.
Also a kimono, like.
Well, it was like
your
this, like
dad, a fucking coke dealer in the 80s.
Well, it was like, I don't know, it was a robe, but it was like had this weird like fucking design. It was like a why are you wearing like the curtains right now? It was like a weird, like it did. I don't know what like pattern it was, but there was a lot going on, and
it's
I was
the
three.
CIA, and you might have to wake up and do fucking kung fu, dude. You don't know. You gotta be fucking ready.
There's something about like putting a three-year-old kid in his place in a kimono where I'm like, yeah, that man has killed people. that is a crazy fucking human being.
Yeah, he dude, and like if he this is like classic dad shit, but like he'll have like it, like you don't want to be around him if he's had two cups of coffee. That's where he'll like
coffee.
Yeah, he'll like which only means like 20 years ago was two of something else, but like
so he doesn't drink anymore.
Oh no, he drinks. But they my parents will sit in this like sitting room, and it's like right off. I haven't had a single family dinner in my life, and they would let's go ahead and lean in.
Wait. So what do you mean, like you're that's like such an I've had a family dinner in my life.
I mean, I've had Thanksgiving.
Come on, what are you talking? So you're like,
we don't have family dinners.
So every night you come home from school, what's going on?
Trough? You guys just
your mother's home, your dad's home, your brothers are home. No one's eating together?
No, well, so here's the setup. Let me paint the picture for you. So there's, like, the kitchen, right? And there is, it's like an island, so it is kind of like a trough, which is hilarious. Okay. And there's four seats, and we all, believe it or not, had to sit at the same seat for 18 years. We're all sitting at these seats, and then, like, kind of like this, but, like, a wider door. Like, there's, like, this sitting room, and there are these giant, like, square chairs in each corner. And my parents would sit in the same two chairs and drink wine. And that was our family dinner.
So, like, you had, like...
The other thing is we weren't allowed in the room. That was the adult room.
You had a kid's table alone.
And well, it was a table.
Okay, hold on. You were at a table. You were at a kid's table. And then they were separated by a pane of glass.
No, it wasn't a pane. It wasn't a fucking zoo, dude. It was like an open door front. It was like an open door. Like,
but they're in another room.
Research setup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're sitting there.
There's a two-pane glass where someone in the lab is watching.
Yeah. See, there's a two-way mirror.
They'll be like, subject number 7 seems to be... this is a psyop. It's a hard psyop.
Yeah, so they would sit there and, like, yeah, I mean, we had, like, Thanksgiving.
Have you ever brought
together.
This up whenever a girl's like, why are you so scared of intimacy?
Yeah.
And you're like, I never look at my mother in the eye at a meal. My
you know what it is? I bring it up when they're like, why don't you make a single noise during sex?
Because I grew up in a room with black walls.
I ate
rotisserie chicken alone with my brothers like I was at a random lunch counter every day of my life.
It was a little bit... Oh, yeah, dude, I grew up on, like, Chef Boyardee and shit. Like, that's, like, all we ate growing up was, like, a lot of cans. Listen, I knew how to open up a can before you knew how to operate a dishwasher.
Yeah, this is a lot of additional info. So it's a military dad. You eat in the other room and you're eating shit food?
For a while. Then my mom was like, maybe I should make a few things.
I mean, because it seems like... You know, money wouldn't be that bad.
No. Money was never a problem.
But they just love eating dollar store food.
When everybody says money is never a problem, there's a lot of other problems. There's always a lot of.
Well, you know what was wild? It's like, so we would eat dinner as, like, kids together as, like, a unit, uh-huh. as a team, if you will.
Okay. Right.
And then
military.
And then we would go upstairs, and then they would eat separately. And what's wild is, like, we ate like shit, and they would eat like a salad, like a giant salad, like chicken salad, like 4 out of the 5 nights a week. And then I'd be, like, rinsing my bowl of spaghetti and meatballs like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
And then putting it in the dishwasher. Because God forbid you leave it in the sink.
Right. Sink's a no-go.
Sink is an absolute no-go.
Is it, like, ranks? Like, if you earn a certain amount of stripes, then you get the salad? You gotta work your way. You can't just be entering as a newbie.
I'll tell you what. I guess I'm still a plebe or whatever the fuck it is.
Private. Well, this thanks for hopping on, Ben.
Yeah, dude. Oh, hell yeah. I don't know. We're already done.
Go ahead and where can they watch your movie one more time?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at BenGerber_. And then the link is in my bio. And that's really all I got.
Go to the Lincoln Lodge.
Five nights a week,
dude.
It's fucking comedy.
Awesome show.
It's amazing.
Comedy Utopia.
It's amazing. We got to get to the Patreon after this, which you should pay about, I mean, $3 a month.
It's so cheap.
You're dumb not to pay it.
And, like, $3 a month. You know it's going to be a fantastic place.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look at this video. Look at me and Nick's eyes. You know we need it.
We need so bad. We need so bad.
Like, truly, it would mean more to us than you would ever know.
Yeah, honestly, Nick would like to bet more than 27 cents on an online poker game.
Last episode of the Patreon, I literally talked about things that I shouldn't have.
No, the thing about the Patreon is for $3 a month, you're really sitting in on me and Nick oversharing to, like, a...
It's bad.
Is it, like, just you two? And so, it's like, here's, like, the inside scoop type thing?
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely like, if you want an inside peek of the inside peak.
Ambitious to think it's worth $3, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a deep dark basement.
I think $3 to see me and Nick lose.
I know.
Lose our jobs.
Is
a great
$3 to see what it was like at Home Tavern for a year.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then definitely pay the $3. Yeah. It's a fun fucking time.